If you are friends with any Sephardic or Middle Eastern Jew, you've probably heard of kaak, traditional ring-shaped cookies. Kaak are flaky, crispy, and savory, sometimes generously coated with sesame seeds or flecked with anise. Deceptively simple, they pack a lot of flavor. The round bracelet shape is thought to represent eternity, as well as the changing seasons. For Syrian, Iraqi, and Tunisian Jews, kaak is often paired with salty cheese. They are served for every occasion, from breaking the fast to simple snacking. Of course, my Nana Aziza baked the best kaakat, but in a pinch, Pavilions sells a pretty good za'atar and sesame seed version. Sharon, while the word kaak is a generic word for cake or cookie in Arabic, in Morocco kaak refers to a variety of fragrant pastries and they vary according to the region. In the region around Oujda, kaak oujdi is flavored with anise, cardamom, and toasted sesame. In Rabat, kaak rbati often contains almond paste. For Moroccan Jews, kaak are especially beloved and a symbol of hospitality, with batches baked for holidays, family celebrations, and visits with friends and relatives. The recipes are often passed down through generations, every family adding a unique touch. Most Moroccan families will keep a tin of kaak in the kitchen because they stay fresh for days and are perfect for unexpected guests. The kaak baked by the Jews of Casablanca has a tender, crumbly texture, with a glossy finish from an egg wash and most probably, sesame seeds sprinkled on top. They are usually enhanced with richly perfumed orange blossom water, lots of toasted sesame seeds, ground anise, sometimes a little fennel seed, and whole or chopped almonds. My family is Spanish-Moroccan, so we never called them kaak. For us, they are bizcochos. Sometimes, my mother would flavor her bizcochos with fennel and sesame seeds. Other times, they were more simple with a dash of orange zest and honey. Often she would add whole almonds. The thing about Moroccan kaak is that they are always enjoyed with a cup of hot fresh mint tea. Tea is, and has always been, a big deal in our family. Our typical teapot is filled with green tea and fresh mint leaves. I always brew mine with one or two decaf green tea bags. My father's favorite tea was a blend of fresh mint leaves and orange blossom flowers. While Moroccans typically add a few drops of orange blossom water to their teapot, our antique teapot had to be filled with the actual blossoms. Since we lived in an apartment, we didn't have an orange tree. Luckily, on his daily walks with my mother, my father would often find orange blossoms on flowering trees. He was known to pick a handful and put them in his pocket. When I got older, I started to do the same thing. I would pick blossoms off a tree or from the ground, take them home, give them a rinse, and save them in the fridge for our Shabbat teapot. When Neil and I purchased a home, I grew my own mint and lemon verbena. 35 years later, I still brew our Friday night tea with homegrown mint and verbena. Everyone loves it, and it's extra special when I have orange blossoms in the pot. The perfect way to enjoy kaak, bizcochos. Rachel, Moroccan kaak, 2 large eggs, 1 cup sugar, 3 quarters cup orange juice, 1 cup avocado oil, 1 tablespoon white vinegar, 1 tablespoon vanilla extract, 2 tablespoons orange blossom water, optional, 3 quarters cup toasted sesame seeds, 2 tablespoons anise seeds, ground, 2 tablespoons caraway seeds or fennel seed, 2 tablespoons baking powder, 1 quarter of a teaspoon salt, 5 to 6 cups all-purpose flour, 1 cup raw almonds, 1 egg, for egg wash. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. In a large bowl, add the eggs, sugar, orange juice, avocado oil, vinegar, vanilla, orange blossom, sesame, anise, and caraway seeds, and mix until well combined. Add the baking powder, salt, and gradually add the flour, mixing in 1 cup at a time, until the dough is no longer sticky and comes together. Depending on the kitchen temperature, the amount of flour needed can change. My recipe calls for 6 cups, but I only added 5 cups. Let the dough rest for 15 minutes. Form into 2 logs, then cut each log into 3 parts, balls. Take 1 ball of dough and roll into a 2-inch log and cut into 1-inch wide pieces. Take each piece and roll into a strand about 5 inches long. With the back tip of a knife, the dull side, not the sharp side, cut small slits into the dough to make a diagonal pattern. Connect the two ends of the strand and close the circle. Press into the closure with an almond. Brush with egg wash and place on a parchment paper lined oven tray. Bake for 20 minutes or until golden. Sharon Gompertz and Rachel Emquise Chef have been friends since high school. The Sephardic Spice Girls project has grown from their collaboration on events for the Sephardic Educational Center in Jerusalem. Follow them on Instagram at Sephardic Spice Girls and on Facebook at Sephardic Spice SEC Food. Website sephardicspicegirls.com/full-recipes.